Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbabrit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this daily country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, you mob. We're going to catch up with the girls from Murrawalaw. We have Alex here and Michaela. And our topic today is Indigenous voice to Parliament. Have your say. Before we have our say, ladies, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you.
Good girls. Thank you. Start with you, Michaela. Who are your mob? Where are you from?
So my name is Michaela. I'm a solicitor at Murrawalaw. My family's from the Torres Strait Islands, from Mobiog Island. And yeah, I've been at the firm now for about 2 years, helping out in the native title and commercial land space.
Beautiful. Alex, who are your mob? Where are you from?
Hi there. So my name's Alex and I'm the practice manager at Murrawalaw. I'm a proud Mariam woman from the Eastern Islands of the Torres Strait. And we've been working at Murrawalaw for about 6 months now.
6 months. All right. Represent. Fantastic. Thank you, girls. So very important conversation. Indigenous voice to Parliament. Have your say. So let's start with you, Alex. What is Indigenous voice to Parliament?
So basically for decades, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have been calling on the Parliament to have a strong Indigenous voice, to have a say, to be heard on issues that affect us. And we want this for better policy outcomes, to strengthen legislation, for programs and to achieve outcomes that empower our people. The purpose of having an Indigenous voice is to provide an opportunity for our people to tell politicians, the government and Parliament what should happen in policies and programs that are designed for us and that work to affect us.
Fantastic. And Michaela, over to you. What has been happening to achieve an Indigenous voice to Parliament?
So since the 2017 Uluru Statement of the Heart, the federal government has put together three advisory groups selected by Minister for Indigenous Australians, Minister Ken White, to develop models for a national Indigenous voice and to consult with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in regional and remote communities across the nation. This process looked at options for what an Indigenous voice might look like and how it might operate. So earlier this month, Minister Wyatt released a draft proposal for an Indigenous voice to Parliament and is now inviting all Australians to provide their feedback on the draft proposal.
And Alex, what is in the draft proposal?
So currently the draft proposal has identified that the Indigenous voice would be able to consult with Parliament and federal government on any laws on race, native title, race and discrimination that impact Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. The federal government would be expected to seek the advice of the Indigenous voice on issues also broadly relevant to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And the Indigenous voice would be essentially made up of 16 to 18 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who would be directly chosen from regional and local Indigenous bodies.
Okay, Michaela, so are there any challenges or issues with the draft proposal that you see?
Yeah, so some members in the community have raised a number of issues about the draft proposal, which we will touch briefly on. So there's actually no mention for a constitutionally enshrined Indigenous voice to Parliament, as was previously called for in the Uluru Statement from the Heart. So essentially that means the Indigenous voice would not be recognised in our Australian Constitution. The second issue is that the Indigenous voice would have no veto power over laws. So this means no power to overturn policy or prevent new laws that may affect Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And now the third issue is that the Indigenous voice would also not deliver any government programs or mediate disputes between Indigenous organisations.
So what happens next? Where are we?
Yeah, so consultations.
Like a Clayton deal, doesn't it?
It does.
So a dud.
Consultations are currently being run over the next 4 months before the final proposal is handed to the federal government. Minister Wyatt is calling for as many Indigenous Australians as possible to be involved with this consultation, as the processes in the draft proposal are not finalised yet, and there is still an opportunity for us to refine structures for long-term success. So this consultation period will end in May, and a final proposal to the federal government is expected by mid-2021. Now, if the final proposal is accepted by the federal government and passed through Parliament, people are saying it's going to be the most significant change to Indigenous Australian policy since the Mabo decision was handed down.
Alex, how can I have my say about the draft proposal?
I would definitely encourage any mob to have their say, and one of the best ways that they can do that is by visiting the National Indigenous Australian Agency website, which is basically haveyoursay.voice.niaa.gov.au. You can be involved by taking surveys, making submissions online. You can also attend webinars and consultation sessions. There are also a few community consultation sessions that you can find out about on that website. Mm-hmm. And also, I would encourage you to read the draft proposal and think about exactly what you'd want to come out of this.
Oh, fantastic. All right, so there it is. It's a conversation that still had to be, still yet to be had, so to speak. It's not what we really want as in First Nations people, as a Uluru statement from the heart out at Alice Springs.
It's a stepping stone, essentially.
We just changed one word in the national anthem just recently.
Yes.
You know, took them 230 odd years to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's so frustrating for us as black people in
Absolutely.
This country,
it
isn't
is.
It? So with that, my sisters, who's Marawa Law?
So Marawa Law is the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm that specialises in commercial and Indigenous land law. So if you'd like to get in contact with us, you can by calling us on 0404 1300 88. Thank you.
Too deadly. That number again is 0740413088. Marawa Law, thank you so very much, girls. We'll talk soon. All the best to you.
Thank you.
Too deadly. Beautiful yarn there with the girls from Marawa Law, and yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. Give the Murray call. Let's have a yarn. 1-800-422-416. And as a topic there, Indigenous voice to Parliament, have your say. Well, you can have your say here on National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
Something's not right anymore. you're gonna be right. This love is right.
Take it day by day, and if you listen to your folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, drive it, you mob. Have your say here on your daily program, National Talk Black. That daily number is 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side, text a brother, 045-714-0550. And our keyboard warrior's got our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Check out all our snapshots, all our daily stories, all our yarns, and hear what we've got to say in regard to First Nation Radio Station. A big shout out to all our black radio station around the country, our Daily Black Network, and jamming all the good beats there, and telling our stories, having our yarns, and having a highway for our mob to have our say here on First Nation Radio Station. Fantastic. You can have your say on National Talk Black with Trendy Trev. Look, strong love thoughts are going out to Mob and Yaraba there. Three of our brothers went missing and still out there looking for them. Thinking of you, Mob, there. And our prayers are with you. And with that, let's go to Barry Sedgwick with that daily track, Yaraba Rangers. One love, you, Mob.
Thank you.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 19.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, going to catch up a yarn there with the Daily Brother, all the way from Rocky. He's a photographer, emerging, you could say. On the line, we have a yarn with Trent White, my brother. Very good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, brother. It's good to be up here in Cairns, mate.
Oh, you're in Cairns, that's right, you are. Look, before we start, brother, let the mob know, who your mob were you from?
I'm from Rockhampton. I'm a Durrumbal man from my grandmother, and I'm also an Emin man from my grandfather down towards the Taroom area.
All right, brother. And look, you are deadly with that trigger finger in regarding photography. Emerging, you're saying. You're only a young pup into the industry, but tell us about your work, how long you've been a photographer, and what's your vision there, my brother?
Well, I started just on 3 years ago now. I bought a camera off Gumtree. I'd chucked the cigarettes away, the alcohol,
good,
brother.
Good.
I give all that away, and I found myself wandering around looking for something to do. So I've always had an interest in photography. So I just got on Gumtree one day, brother, went and bought the a camera that I could afford at the time, and just started out like that there, just taking pictures of my beautiful Durrumbal country down there in Rockhampton, all the scenic views, and started off like that there, and then progressed into people and portraits. But my main thing was that I wanted to capture mob, because any time you walk into a Murray's house there, you'd always see the beautiful family photos there, but I always noticed that we weren't sort of dressing up as who we are,
sharing our culture,
you know.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that I wanted to change, and give the opportunity for mob that if I travelled around and they can get photographed on their country, and also to educate non-Indigenous people that, you know, Murrays and clan groups are all different. We all get painted up different. We have different ways and different ceremony, different paints, different colours,
yes,
mean different things. So that's something I really wanted to get out there as well, because we're a beautiful mob.
We are.
Especially when mob are done up, eh? Like, you know, the... Oh, gee, that looked deadly. So,
for sure.
Something I wanted to show the world, brother.
Brother, when you look at it, you look at the likes of Jessica Maraboy, uses her voice as a black woman. You look at the likes of JT, Jonathan Thurston, kicking a pigskin around, you know. And then you go like Stephen Oliver, who's an actor, poet. And you're just using photography, you know, using a camera to educate the people of the world and to lift their people up and put it out there. And I think it's a great tool, brother.
Yeah, it is, brother, and you know, I see all them people there that you mentioned, and what they do, and the voice they have, and the messages they get out there, and I'm just carving my way through there now, and educating people there about the differences between the clan groups and stuff like that there, and the beauty of our mob, and the knowledge that still exists today.
Exactly.
Even though we're losing a lot at a rapid rate, but there's still a lot of people out there that know a lot of things, and it's about capturing them people and spending time with them people. So that's some of the biggest messages I've got out there.
Fantastic, brother. So you could say, brother, entrepreneur, a businessman, photography, you just happen to be black, and
yep,
using that tool, that career path. Your photo works, your shots, your works is seen on your Facebook page, Trent White Photography. So big shout out to the mob there, and check it out. And looking at your beautiful work, there's some fantastic work there, and also got some deadly models in regard to some aunties there, some young ones, the likes of Willie Tonga that I saw there, you know. Former Queensland State of Origin player, Australian player. And also netball player there, sister there, represent our country for our mob.
Yep.
So that's, like I said, a tool, and gives you power to deliver your message as well as improve your business, yes?
Yeah, exactly right. I'm a, very inspiring entrepreneur. I've always believed in, having talent. Is one thing, but working hard at your talent there and turning it into an income for yourself is is hard work and really rewarding. And I'm big on entrepreneurship, especially around with Murrays. I always encourage my own kids to go after their own dreams and their own businesses. One of the biggest things is that I always wanted to see Murrays in community, whether they're running the tyre shop or the pie shop or whatever. It gets more non-Indigenous people interacting with Murrays on an everyday basis, you know. So we need more Murrays out there just in the community running their own businesses, you know. So,
well, exactly.
That's a big philosophy of mine and a big encouragement to get mob out there, you know, whatever they're good at, to run their own business, you know.
Exactly, brother. And look, another message I'm picking up there, my brother, the fact that you gave up drinking and smoking and bought a camera, you know. Anybody at any moment can start a new future. That's the message I picked up there, my brother, you know. And moving forward, brother. And it's about discipline. It's about getting focus on the dream, so to speak, brother. And they say if the dream is big enough, the facts don't count.
Yeah, that's exactly right, brother. It's exactly right. You know, being a Murray from Central Queensland and coming from a large family in football, all you dream about as a kid is playing football. And then life takes over and you make a few choices that, you know, aren't really all that good. You get in the party and carrying on and then some of them dreams start to slip away. You know, when all you've dreamt about is playing football, it's hard to start on another dream. You kind of wander around, and, well, what the heck am I going to do, you know? What am I good at? So I found
your calling in life, Cuss.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Found something I was passionate about, but I thought to myself, you know, I really owe myself to put everything that I've got into this. So that's why I give the smokes and drink away. Good I didn't want to waste no more time, you know?
Yeah, so good on you, brother.
That's what I did.
No, exactly. And hey, as I say, you know, if you chase two rabbits, you lose both. You've got to focus in on your dream, you know, brother, and do whatever it takes. It's about discipline. It's about being true to that man in the mirror, isn't it, my brother?
That's exactly right. And look at that man in the mirror and talk to him every day and be truthful.
Right? Yeah. Too deadly. Now, you mentioned kids. How many kids you got, bro?
I got three kids. I got two daughters and a son. Living in Rockhampton, attending school there, high school. Their kids are growing, which allows me to get out and about a bit more around Queensland.
Good. So you're in Cairns. You do some work up here in Cairns, are you?
Yeah, mate. I've been up here for the last week and a half. I'm looking to stay until Friday next week.
Okay.
I think that may be the 5th, possibly.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, hanging around here. I remember the first sort of 6-7 days I come up here, it was just raining up here, brother.
Yeah, welcome to monsoonal season. Yeah, that's it, brother.
Down in Central Queensland, we hadn't had much rain, so it was good to sit and listen to a bit of rain, actually. So,
too deadly, brother. Yeah, too deadly.
Sun come out, you know, I've had a few photographs with some mob up here, some good. Cookie Allenby mob. So looking to shoot as many local mob as possible up and around the Cairns region.
I saw on your Facebook page that you've got a book coming out, is that right?
Yeah, I've done a bit of a book up with some images that I've done, but also looking to get more into making books with my pictures and more on the educational side, and hopefully can get them into early learning centres and the curriculum into education. I know it's a bit of a hit with the early learning centres. From around Queensland, we're really keen on purchasing the books that I've done up.
So looking at photos, I see a lot of models of mob. So do you take photos of landscapes? Do you do photos like at weddings and things like that? Paint that picture, brother.
I kind of stay clear from there and let wedding photographers do weddings. I sort of created my craft where I put a lot of time and energy in and... even when I'm not out there shooting somebody, I'm always at home practicing or researching, brother, and it's pretty focused in on that side of things. I just back home in Rocky, there's a few other Murray photographers that are emerging as well. I generally push on the work to them or promote them, just to help them out as well. and just to help mob out in general with getting work and getting their businesses up and running.
That's beautiful, brother. Got a big heart like most black people do, brother. And what's the old phrase? If you help enough people get what they want out of life, you can have anything you want. Trent, you're on your way there, my brother. Look, thank you very much for sharing. Love your work. To all the mob out there, check out Trent White Photography, Facebook. And look, if you're looking for a photographer and if you want to dress up with culture and put your family in that space and get a snapshot of it, Trent White's the man to call. So, look, to Delhi, my brother. Are you happy to give out your number there, brother?
Yeah, brother, my number is 0439-339-061. And you can also get me on Instagram under the name Trent White Photo.
Trent White Photos. All right, too deadly, my brother. All right, be looking at you soon, my brother. And big shout out to Desenia and David Dow. They're the ones that gave me the heads up to get in touch with you, so they dobbed you in, my cuss.
Yeah, good on them.
Good on them. It's worth promotion.
No worries, brother.
You take care, my brother. Good talking to you. And you got a chance. Drop and see us here at BBM. Bye, my Bipper, brother.
Will do. Thank
you. Too deadly, cuss. Bye-bye.
See you later. See ya.
Beautiful yarn there, Trent White, Murray Photographer. Check out his Facebook page, Trent White Photography, and also on Instagram as well. Brother from Rockhampton, and his passion for his business as a photographer is about being disciplined. And he stopped the smoking and the drinking, got focused on his craft and running there for about 3 years. Still learning, emerging is what he says. So look, fantastic. So support the brother. Have a look at his work, beautiful work. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
I took a look in the mirror this morning. Standing there before me stood a fool. Once again, my drinking, it has shamed me. When I realized that hurt I put you through. Oh, I wish I could shrivel up and die. As I ask myself, what have I done? I guess I'll have to go and apologize. For once again, being a clown and having fun. I don't mean to drink the loving out of you. Seems that's all that I can do. I can see it in your eyes. You're about to say goodbye. Loving, I don't mean to drink the loving out of you. I promise I'll give up my wicked ways. Attend your every wish and need. I know I've said it all once before, but this time I mean it. Wait and see. As I sit back and watch our children play, I realize how far we have come. To think I nearly threw it all away when I nearly drank that loving out of you. We'll be right back.
you by my side. I thank you for the love you share and the patience you've applied. I haven't drank for 20 years. I've got you to thank with glee, because the love I have for you drove the drinking right out of me. I don't mean to drink the loving out of you, though it seems that's all that I can do. I can see it in your eyes, you're about to say goodbye. Darling, I don't mean to drink the loving out of you. Darling, I don't mean to drink the loving out of you, because the love I have for you, yes, the love I have for you, you know the love I have for you drove the drinking right out of me.
Get on your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Papukunare, dure, dure, salamaya, natatania, oh, atania. One, a two, a three, go!
Island Boys, Saltwater Band here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, 1-800-422-416. 7 minutes left on the program. We're going to catch up with Greg on the line. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Very well. Happy New Year.
All
to
the
you
best to you. Happy New Year, Greg. Long time no hear, brother.
Yeah, you've been busy.
Flat out. So what do you got? You're reading a book, are you, brother?
Yeah, reading a book called The River of Gold.
The Gold Rush, eh?
Yeah,
back
the
in the day.
River and Cooktown and... set in 1877.
Yes.
And they worked the Palmer River to the point where across the period 1877 through to 1954, they took 1,333 ounces of gold out of that area.
Whoa. A lot of gold, brother.
In today's figures, it was $2 million a month that they were taking out. The Chinese were heavily involved in the area. There was a population up there of 35,000.
Yes.
And not too many Europeans. But it's interesting to read, too, because a lot of the names, you know, like the Mulligan Highway, Mulligan, he was a big shot up there at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the policeman that was running the show for to keep the law, very, very, very difficult for him.
Mm.
And then... what would happen, the Chinese had become so, I suppose the population had grown so much, and Cooktown had, like they say, 96 hotels.
96 hotels. Far out.
So you've got obviously a lot of other industry around it as well, according to
And there's no 96 hotels now, you know what I mean?
No, there's only
There's no gold rush going on, that's why.
No, and then when the gold ran out, they got into tin, and that's only recently just stopped the tin mining.
Yeah. But now in the coal now. Coal rush, not a gold rush, coal rush.
Yeah, and with what they're saying in the book, the Aboriginals obviously didn't like them taking the gold out of the ground, and they would actually take the Chinese and kill them and eat them.
What do you call it? Cannibalism.
Cannibalism, yeah. I thought, what? No way.
So what book's anyway, this? This is what book's it? What's the title and who's the author?
This is The River of Gold.
River of Gold.
Yeah, River of Gold, and I'll just grab you. No, not that one. This one.
It's a bit of a bookworm reading about history, eh, brother? In your area.
Yeah, well.
Now, you were talking about moving to Cooktown, weren't you?
Well, we've got the land, we've got the power station in.
Well, is there gold up there? Is that why you're heading up that way?
Well, we never know. We might have bought a big block of land with gold on it.
Don't forget me. I'll mow your lawn. I'll wash your car. I'll do anything, brother.
Yeah, it's a big lawn, you know.
I hear you.
Yeah, make sure you put that petrol back in that mower too. Hector Holthouse.
That's his name, mate, the author.
It's the author, yeah. And there's a lot of reference to the newspapers up there at the time and all of this stuff. So I was like, no way.
Yeah, I don't know of cannibalism, brother.
Yeah, I know that they're saying here they'd kill the horses of the men that are, the gangs or whatever you want to call it, and try and slow them down, but it didn't seem to happen. But, it's like when you read the book, it's like watching an old Western movie,
yeah.
It's all
wild. It makes your imagination go wild, doesn't it, brother? You paint that picture. You become the director and the producer of the movie.
Yeah. And guys like Mulligan, they went from Cooktown down the Barron River down to Smithfield. Smithfield was real big in gold.
Mm.
And then flood come through and wiped out Smithfield.
Yeah.
So that's a bit of interesting stuff. That's coming out of the Barron River, of course.
Yeah, there was a story about old Palmer Kate. I think she was the lady that ran the whorehouse back in the day.
That's right. Lots of dens of iniquity up there at the time and... But, wild, wild place.
And here we are, 21st century.
Book, yeah, we got the book from the River of Gold Motel that we stay at when we go up there.
Okay, right, yeah.
Mick and Lee's place there, really good. Look after.
What, they let you use to borrow the book, did they? Or did it happen to fall in your bag?
They've got them out for sale.
Oh, okay, right, it's a good one. So you paid for it. All right, that's fantastic, brother. So there's the name of the book, River of Gold. And a good read, you reckon, eh, brother?
Very good. Yeah, the subtitle on the front cover is The Wild Days of the Palmer River Gold Rush.
Yep, there it is. We're talking about the old days.
Yeah.
All right, brother, I'm going to go to the news. Thanks for sharing and keep in touch and let us know how you go with the end of the book.
Yeah, I've got to get my shovel and my metal detector out.
You got to do your thing, brother. Don't forget, you dig through a lot of dirt to find the gold, but don't ever forget you're digging for gold, not for dirt.
That's right.
That's it, brother. That's Greg there, having his say here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Murray, going to sign off here. Thank you very much for your company, you mob. Thinking again of you mob there in Yarrabah, thinking of the three brothers out there. And look, our thoughts are with you, our prayers are with you. Stay strong. And thank you for your company, you mob. Back in hots again tomorrow, that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. And stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in a pandemic. Abide by the rules. Best medicine we got.
Don't you worry about what people say. Stand tall and proud and speak out loud. Hold your head up high when you speak your native tongue, or when you
belong to the rugged.